A few months ago, the end of the school year looked like it might be the end of the school for examining essential questions of sustainability. Its lease on a Salvation Army-owned property in Kaimuki had ended. School founder and leader Buffy Cushman Pates had long been searching for a new campus for the middle school that would be in the same general East Oahu area. And then an idea she had tried before paid off. Seeks, as the school is known, will now share a campus with Kaimuki High. Buffy Cushman Pates is in our studio with a lesson in tenacity. Hi there.
Hi.
Now, you tried for quite a while in knowing that this school was meant to be a stopgap, that location at least for it, and in looking for
our Salvation Army property.
Right.
Yes.
And what was going to be next for you had to have the ability to expand because you're chartered to go up to grade 12.
Right.
And in just moving from two grades to three grades, you already were bursting at the seams at the Salvation Army property. But did you expect that you were going to have such an issue with trying to find another campus to house you?
Well, I had a good sense of it because back in 2012, we were authorized in December 2012, and we opened our doors in August 2013 with just about 60 students in both 6th and 7th grades. And at that time, before we got the Salvation Army property, we had examined 38 different sites. It was the 38th site we explored because our school was authorized to be in urban Honolulu, and we're committed to being in urban Honolulu. So our sites that are available to us that are big enough to hold a school are limited. So we kind of already knew what was on the list, and our lease with the Salvation Army was a really great arrangement for us to start out. But we grew out of it pretty quickly because by our second year, we had 120 students. By the third year, our model would have taken us to 150, then 180. But we had to stop last year in our fourth year. We had to limit ourselves to 150 students because we had the building and we had added two tents and we just couldn't make any more room where we were there.
Knowing that you had a finite amount of choices,
mm-hmm.
it seemed as if you were on sort of this endless circuit of trying to see, well, could this one fit? Could that one
right.
fit? Maybe this would work. Maybe that would work.
Yeah.
And you went a couple of times, though, to Kaimuki High to see if that might work because they don't have a full complement of students,
right.
and it might have been a very good arrangement. What made the difference this last time around?
Well, you know, I want to say in service of Kaimuki High School, they have a lot of things going on there. It's not so much a traditional high school anymore. They're split into an academies model. And each academy had its part of campus that was operating. So even though they don't have as many students as they used to have, they're using the space. And a lot of other Title I is on the same campus. And the Olelo Studios are on the campus. So they're using the campus for a lot of different things. So when I first approached Principal Araki, he said, hey, we're using the campus. And it was when I showed pictures of our tents that we've got on our Salvation Army property right now and said, we can bring these with us. We own them. And when I say tents, it kind of undersells what they are. These semi-permanent structures. Imagine a fancy wedding tent with walls that's really a lot of light, a lot of air, a lot of open space. And our kids actually love them, and our teachers like them too. And when I said, hey, we can bring these with us, that's what changed things. And Principal Araki said, okay, I have this one room that's extra large that's not being used. You guys could have that. And then actually the complex area superintendent also gave up a room for us that was underutilized by them for us to use. So it was a lot of people coming together and saying, this is a public school. We're all part of the same public school system. And Principal Araki said, I wanted to make sure that we weren't going to have to close our doors for a bunch of kids that are really happy, healthy, succeeding in our school. So the difference was, A, desperation. They read my desperation. This was in May that this meeting happened, actually late April. And also realizing that we could bring some assets of our own and that we could share their campus without them having to really give up anything. We're kind of taking over a part of campus that is really underutilized by them thus far. They gave us a spot in the back. We're bringing our tents, a room that wasn't in use, part of the cafeteria. And we're even able to have our own entrance and exit because the campus is so large, where our schools won't overlap all that much, except for in the places where we intentionally try to have them overlap.
So it sounds in a way that this is going back to an old idea of a school within a school, which also seemed to be in part what's happening with some of the academies anyway.
Right.
So although you wouldn't be an academy because obviously you're not teaching high school yet,
right.
It still gives you the ability to possibly grow into that. How do you see that relationship growing as perhaps you enter your second, third, fourth year if you stay on the same campus?
You know, that's to be determined still, and I think it depends on how things go this year. And, of course, our goal is to find a home that we can stay in for a long time, but we also don't want to disrupt their campus and what they have going on there. I think we're not exactly a school within a school. It's more that we're sharing the campus together and that the campus is large enough for us all to coexist, because the campus previously, I think at its prime, had around 1,400 students, and now they have about 750 at Kaimuki High School. So there is enough room for us all to coexist, but we want to make sure that it all works out for all of us and everyone feels like it's a good relationship.
Obviously, that will be tested in the year that you spend.
Right.
That's going to start in just a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
But as you do that, though, you know, parents are hearing this and thinking, oh, wait a minute, does this mean that we might potentially have to move again a year down the line or 2 years? So, I mean, clearly...
That is definitely not my hope by any means.
That would not be, no, that would not be how you would be coming
right.
to this or approaching this.
Right.
So if that were to be the case that you would stay on, do you have any ideas about how you might be able to grow your population of students, since you can go up to 12 and this is already a high school?
Right.
What relationship or what model you might be able to create together that would be a different thing from what we've seen in other traditional high schools?
I do have a lot of ideas, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give away, and, you know, I don't want to speak.
Not going to tip your hand.
I don't want to speak for anyone else, and because it's all about partnerships and relationships, and right now we're really grateful that we've been able to develop this collaboration between our two schools, and we want to treat it delicately, but I also... On the other hand, I want my families to know that we are hoping that this will be our long-term home and that we believe that there's a lot of possibility here. But the life of charter schools, realistically, the life of charter schools is that facilities aren't provided for us and we have to figure out how to make ourselves a home. And that it'll always be a little bit delicate, I think, but my hope is that we can create a long-term relationship with the Kaimuki High School community.
If you are able to do that, as clearly you'll be doing this year, you'll be saving a lot of money.
Yes.
Because charters have to pay, as you mentioned, for their own
rent,
facilities,
yeah.
And you've been spending a lot of money
on
rent.
Yeah, we've been spending over $10,000 a month on our rent, closer to $12,000 on rent and utilities. And so our relationship with Kaimuki High School is a facilities use agreement, and we'll be paying for some of our expenses there, but not nearly at the level of basically commercial real estate. I mean, that was one of our challenges in our search of 38 different sites, is that commercial real estate prices are well beyond the capacity of a charter school to pay for with our approximately $7,000 per pupil that we get. And with that $7,000 per pupil, we have to pay for our teachers, our curriculum, our accounting services, and our facilities. So to not have that commercial real estate cost, because that's what we were essentially paying at Salvation Army, was to not have that cost on our books at the same level is a really big relief. It means I will have to spend less of my time fundraising for the difference this year, and I'll be able to spend more of my time focusing on curriculum and the programming for our students that I'm really, really excited about. I'm looking forward to this year, first and foremost, because of what our students have been doing over these last few years and what's now going to be possible with a campus that allows for us to do those things.
As you are going to have to take whatever money you have to go into facilities and now move that into some of the things that you'd like to, what's on your list?
Honestly, what's on my list is really about what I don't have to pay for anymore. We had a budget over the past few years where we had to fundraise $200,000 to $250,000 a year. So it's not that I'm going to have a whole bunch more money in my budget. It's that there's money that I don't have to fundraise now for, that my per pupil allocation from the state is much closer to covering my actual expenses for the school.
No. So the $7,000 roughly per pupil that you get will be, in fact, mostly going to the kids, with the exception of what you'll have to pay for some of the utilities.
Yes.
And other expenses that the school would incur, because obviously more kids there, more space being used,
right.
More potential.
And we'll have access to a school lunch program and athletic facilities that we might be able to share with them. There's a lot of things that we'll have access to now that we didn't before. That'll just take a little burden off us on having to do all of those things separately, which is part of, you know, the benefits and challenges of a charter school.
So how do you think the school will change in its outlook and its ethos? I mean, clearly when you move from the tiny little enclave that you've had on that Salvation Army property to being on a bona fide high school campus or school campus, it will change how the school feels. How do you think that that's going to feel to the kids?
Well, the greatest thing is that we have our own little part of campus, so we're pretty committed to keeping our school community tight-knit the way that it has been in the past, and we'll have our portion of the campus, our own entrance and exit, start times that are a little bit different, so we'll still be able to have our school community. But the thing that we think will change is our focus on place, that our, even though we're only moving 20 blocks away, our place is a little bit different, and our essential questions of sustainability that our students examine and the projects they do will be even more place-based and directly located where we are now in the new Kaimuki location.
Well, we wish you all the best with it, having watched your growth from an idea to a bona fide school and now one that's being able to push out its borders in a lot of ways and accommodate more kids as you build.
Thank you so much. We're really excited.
Buffy Cushman Pates is the school leader for the School for Examining Essential Questions of Sustainability, often called SEEKS. The Honolulu-based charter school will be in a new location starting today and will be there when school opens next month.